Good evening and welcome to Blank Canvas, the home of visual art and culture in the Bahamas. I am Diana Sands, Communications and Development Manager for the NAGB, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget to take us with you when you're on the move by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or the Play Store. In studio with us this evening are my colleague Armand Roll and the legendary Zenobia Pierre of the Department of Culture. And she is here to tell us all of the wonderful upcoming plans that the department has in store for us. So good evening and welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
Now, I'll start with Maddie first because I'd like everyone to know about the Maddie Roll of the NAGB.
All right.
Before we let Zenobia pop off.
I want to know too.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Bahamas. Hi, world. So my name is Maddie. I've been at the National Art Gallery for the past 10 years. It's been an amazing journey. I love my team. I love Bahamian culture. I love being a Bahamian ambassador. I am usually the first person that you meet when you visit the gallery. Zedness loves to interview me, so I don't know why.
You have a friendly face.
There you go. So anything art and culture related, I love. I am currently sitting as the executive assistant of the National Art Gallery. Yay!
Yay! All right.
Congratulations.
So I promise to use my institutional knowledge, my skills, and my capacity to push the Bahamian culture further and further.
And as we are both fans of Zenobia, absolutely, we just need an update before we get into all of the calendar, because this is an amazing calendar of events that the Department of Culture has. And so, but let's just talk all things Novi first.
Oh, wow.
Tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm here. I'm doing. I always tell people, you have to ask me, you know, what I do, depending on the time of the day, because I wear so many hats. I'm writing, I'm creating music. Just recently dropped something with Sweet Emily.
Yes.
If you see me on the road with my hands in the air, I'm giving thanks and praise for another day. Right. And that's basically, we call it our COVID anthem. Yeah. You know, it's like getting over it. Like, thank God for seeing another day, you know, for waking you up. Because it happens so fast. It happens so quickly. You hear somebody get sick and the next thing, they're gone, you know. And I believe in always being grateful. I don't care what it is. Be grateful. You got to find that silver lining somewhere in that cloud. There has to be something to, you know, give you the oomph to go on. And so basically that's what's going on. I'm writing for Persons, the Falcon Entertainment Group. They have young singers that Falcon brings in, and he's asked me and I guess other seasoned entertainers and persons that write for them and help them to find their identity, you know. And so I'm doing that, and I'm basically just all things culture and all things creating and music and music and more music. When people ask me what I do for fun, I'm like, this isn't fun. That's me.
How does it feel being a mentor to so many for so long?
You know, when people come to me and they say, oh, you're Novi, I'm like, yeah. Like, you know, I'm me, and I'm always me, and I try to always be real and whatnot. And I think that's why my students and I have such a good rapport, and why a lot of people cling to me. I try to basically practice what I preach or live what it is that I teach. You know, if I say, you know, this is music, you can make a living from this, I believe in showing them how you can do it. And not only as an entertainer on stage, because when you think about it, really, there are people who their strong points is writing. You understand what I'm saying? And when you really look at the business of music, the writers and the composers are the ones that retain the rights to a song, and they're the ones that will make money on the song long after it's no longer popular, because it's possible that it can be sold into print. People can do it as a cover. It can be sold to another artist who can make it a big song and whatnot. And the person who wrote the song is the person that retains those rights and royalties for it. You know, so it's a great honor to get students or anybody to come within my path to kind of open their eyes, teach them about the different aspects of stuff. Studio recording. I have students who studied with me when I was at CC Sweeting, who are now into studio engineering. And I'm talking girls and guys.
Wow.
You know, I went to Bahama Harvest the other day. That's the church I go to. And one of the young ladies, she's one of the people on the team that does the iMag and all that stuff. And that makes me proud when mm-hmm. I see them. You know what I'm saying? I always say to them, you don't have to be a singer. You don't have to be, you know, front and foremost. And I always say to them again, when you see a Beyonce on stage, she didn't do a makeup.
Right,
she didn't do her hair. Mm-hmm. She didn't sew a costume. She didn't design a costume. Mm-hmm, right. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's a team behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be a part of that. And all of it branches out from performing arts and music and what have you. So, yeah, man, I'm just being me, you know.
I love it. So why don't you tell us a little bit of what you do at the Department of Culture?
All right, so big title. They call me senior cultural affairs officer. Senior cultural affairs officer. Got to get them in order. I'm also the organizing secretary for the E. Clement Bethel National Arts Festival, and that means that I'm pretty much in charge of the National Arts Festival for the country.
Wow.
And that's a huge feat. The first time I took the position over, the persons that were before me were persons like Patricia Bazard, you know, and persons before her would have been Kayla Lockhart Edwards and all these big name people. So, you know, to step into that is like, oh, my Lord. But one of the things that I gladly accepted was the fact that before coming to culture, I was in education as a teacher, and I would have been entering students in this festival. So I knew what the teachers needed or wanted. I knew what they were saying. I knew what the children needed or wanted. And I wanted to come in and kind of shake it up, refresh it. And that's what I did.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So for those who may not know, can you explain what the National Arts Festival is?
Well, the National Arts Festival is this year, this is 2022, it is 63 years old.
Wow.
Of course, we would have had downtime during the pandemic years. And so for the past 2 years, we've been digital, which means that persons have been sending in videos and then they've been adjudicated that way. So basically what the National Arts Festival is it gives a platform to those performing and creative artists in the country. Any resident that feels that they can dance, sing, do arts and crafts. And when I say arts, I'm talking photography, animation, digital, craft work, jewelry, makeup. Sewing, it's we've seen metal work, we've seen glass work, we've seen shell work, we've seen everything under that. Then you have dance, of course, and then dance goes from the folk dancing to ballet, you know, jazz dance, modern dance, tap. And then in music, we would have vocal music, choral music, and then instrumental music, of course, and piano, strings. So we... everything. And there then, of course, junkanoo. Mm-hmm. So, and, oh, Lord, how can I leave out drama? Drama. You know, and so the National Arts Festival is, and I brag and boast about it, about this. This is the longest running festival that the government has been over, and it is open to everybody.
Mm-hmm. So, being open to everyone, for those who may not know, because now, for some reason, many of us live in silos. So if you're not into that or directly mm-hmm. connected to it, mm-hmm. you may not know how to sign up or how to participate.
True.
So what would be the process?
And I guess that's mainly because of us at the ministry. The thing that the National Arts Festival has done over the years is it's been kind of tunnel vision towards only the schools. But it's for everybody, including the community. And so there's a community segment where anybody can sign up for it. And then all you have to do is call the Department of Culture, 502-0601, and just say, you know, I want information on the National Arts Festival, and they will direct you to us. Or you can go on the Bahamas website, which is bahamas.gov.bs, I think it is. And once you type in the Clement Bethel National Arts Festival, or I think the tag words would be National Arts Festival, mm-hmm. the form or whatever would come up for them to find out information. But anybody, listen, I have people hitting me on Facebook and Instagram and all sorts of things. Hey, I'm in Inagua. I want to enter my students. You know, how do I do this? How do I do that? In a normal year, we literally travel to each island and key.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
Listen. That's amazing.
That sounds so, that's like a gargantuan task.
Yeah. You have no idea. It starts usually February and by May we're finished. Mm-hmm. But literally we're gone and we are doing a hop, skip and a jump.
Wow.
It's like, okay, you know what? We're going to Inagua on Monday, and from Inagua we're going to Meguana, and from Meguana we're going to go across the San Salvador, and from South we're going to go to, and so that's how we do it. And right. then we fly back to Nassau because we're gone for like a whole week, and then we come back, and then we do the middle. We do Exuma, and that's literally how it is.
Wow.
So you can imagine, maybe some people can't imagine, literally driving. Listen, I've fallen asleep and woken up and said, we ain't reached yet. You know, and some of the islands are so long, yeah. you know, and it gives you a real appreciation for the different cultures within the islands mm-hmm. themselves.
Right.
So it's huge.
That's amazing. And I think that's one of the goals, the overall strategic goals of the NAGB mm-hmm. is we exist to educate, uplift, and inspire.
Awesome.
And that is for the entire Bahamas. And yes. our traveling, inter-island traveling exhibition has just wrapped up mm-hmm. in Exuma, where we partnered with the Exuma Arts Network.
Nice.
And we wish we can have such a big impact on the family of islands, but, you know, we're working on it.
Well, maybe y'all need to tag along with us.
I think so. I think so.
I can do myself in no trouble.
I can do a world tour.
Okay.
Okay, so about the Department of Culture, because you just described some very important work mm-hmm. from this festival. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
So that speaks volumes in terms of the overall Department of Culture.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a bit about the impact of the department and, you know, the goals of
right.
the department.
Well, you know, we know that the culture of the people is the people. How we think, how we dress, how we eat, everything. And I always say to my students that traditions, to me, and this is totally my take on what a tradition is. A tradition is something like, and my easiest thing, and you'll see it in the newspaper they did last week when they quoted me, is conch salad.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know that conch salad is a tradition of the Bahamas. Conch, tomato, onion, sweet pepper, salt,
and lime.
That's the tradition.
Yeah.
But then you have a variation on the theme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody come in and they're using pickled conch salad yeah. in Grand Bahama. Mm-hmm. When I saw that, I was like, it ran!
and mayonnaise.
You understand? And then Wilkes. And then they use garlic salt. So it's variation on themes. And mm-hmm. those are different cultures. You right. understand what I'm saying? And so in the Department of Culture, we have offices that deal only with art, and then offices that deal only with junkanoo, and offices that deal with all sorts of different things, dance and theater and whatnot. And it's a big melting pot of creatives. And so sometimes we clash. Sometimes, most times we get along, but we get the job done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people don't realize how big and mammoth the task is for such a small department. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think, oh, y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all just sit around till Junkanoo come and whatnot. Really? Come spend the day inside our shoe and then right. you'll really see.
Well, we must note, because the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas falls under
yes.
yeah.
the
yes.
Ministry
yes.
of Youth, Sports, and Culture.
And you guys for a whole lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're out here working, guys.
Yeah. yeah.
So I guess what we will do is we will talk more, I guess, well, not more. We will introduce the schedule.
Yes.
Since we haven't started yet. We're going to take a short break, but continue listening to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual art and culture and creative community. Stay tuned to 96.9 FM, Guardian Talk Radio.